Welcome to the Home Base Travel Agent Show. This is show number 383 for September 30th, 2017. I'm Barry Kantz, and along with Laureen Romero, we bring you the Home Base Travel Agent Show. I want to thank you if you've stopped by over at iTunes and gave us a rating and maybe left a comment. We hope that you find this show valuable and, in return, give us the favor of going to iTunes and leave us a rating. We really appreciate it if you do. And your rating really helps other listeners discover us, and they discover the value of the show. So jump over to iTunes, subscribe, give us a listen, and give us a rating. We really appreciate it. We're the only travel agent show affiliated with the largest association of travel agents, NACTA, the National Association of Career Travel Agents. We are here for travel agents, helping travel agents, and that is our only goal. You know, we're not paid to promote a particular product or service on this show. We're here for you, the travel agent, and NACTA recognizes this by allowing us to be one of their affiliates. You can visit NACTA at NACTA.com. That's NACTA.com. I also want to thank Laureen Romero for her great work with NACTA as a regional director. And Laureen, she's had a busy summer with NACTA at the conference in Anchorage, Alaska, and then she went off to a well-deserved personal vacation. So she's not with us this month, but I look forward to having her join us next month, and perhaps she'll give us some gems to share. She will share some gems with us about the NACTA conference. I encourage you to check out our website, and if you haven't done so already, please go over there and check us out. The website has shows going back several years, and almost all of those shows have information that continues to have value for the travel agent. To make your search, you can use the tag cloud, or you can use the search function to search for shows that have a particular topic of interest to you or your business. Now, the website is at hometravelagent.net. That's hometravelagent.net. And while you're over there, sign up for the newsletter. You know, we send out the show notes whenever we publish a show, and we don't spam your inbox. We only send you an email when there is a new show or when there's something really of great importance to you, the travel agent. In fact, we've only sent out an email, other than the show notes, a couple of times in the last several years. So, rather than load your email inbox, we use Facebook to pass along travel agent information. And you can like our Facebook page at facebook.com/HBTAS. And last but not least, you can send me an email at Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, at hometravelagent.net. And I'd love to hear from you, so drop me a note. Okay. Now, let's learn how to discover what other travel agents think about host agencies. And maybe your host agency, or maybe a host agency that you're considering to join, you might learn a little something about either one of those particular characters of your host agency. So with that, let's get on with the show. Here we go. Well, welcome, everyone. We have a guest today that is back after a long break. I'm not going to call it a vacation, but she was with us back in 2010, and it's Steph Lee. And Stephanie has a great service that I want you all to hear about, and I want her to talk about it. So I'm going to jump right in there and ask Steph to, tell us a little bit about yourself, Stephanie.
Well, hi, Barry. Thanks for having me on the show. Well, let's see. So kind of a little bit about my background is I grew up in the travel industry. My mom started a home-based travel agency in the basement of our house, and then it eventually grew. She had some employees, and then it moved to a storefront. And then at some point, you know, I was working at the agency on and off, and then I started working at it full-time in 2007, and I found I was really interested. She had a few independent contractors, and for those of you that have been in the industry a long time, you know that around like the mid-2000s was when host agencies really started coming on the scene. And I became really interested in it as a young person and saw the potential of the ability to work from home and the flexibility and with the internet. And I was so excited. So I focused on building the host agency division of my parents' company. And after 5 years, just had decided I kind of wanted to go out on my own. My family has a long history of entrepreneurs. My grandma had her own greenhouse. My grandpa was a farmer. My other grandpa had a Chinese restaurant. And my mom started her agency. So it was very natural for me to want to start my own thing. And I found that there was a huge need for people to become educated on a whole bunch of different things, like what is a host agency, which host agencies are reliable. Because at that time, Joystar, I think, had just collapsed. And there was just a lot of problems in the industry as host agencies were trying to gain their footing. So I wanted to, when I started the site Host Agency Reviews, was to kind of be a place and a resource for travel agents. So they could come to the site and find a list of host agencies, and everyone would be listed for free and people could pay for enhanced listings. But then they could also do agent reviews, so they could find out perspectives on what the training programs were like, or, you know, what the commission structures were like. So I started that in 2012. And so we're coming up on 6 years in January, and it's the site has just grown year over year. It's about 60,000 visitors a month right now. And we have a full-time staff that works on it. And then we have a part-time staff and then myself that works on it. So it's a fun team to work with.
Yeah, you know what? I'm excited about your website. And I say that because quite often I will get emails from people asking about host agencies, and I'm not an expert on host agencies, mm-hmm. even though I've had a couple, but in my actually career as a travel agent, I hate to call it a career because it was not in depth to learn about host agencies, and that's what I'm trying to say. So I would refer people to the NACTA list, which is just a list, mm-hmm. and it really doesn't give them much information about the host agency. And I'm excited about your website because you can get some really good information. And like you said before we started the recording here, it's the Yelp of host agencies where people mm-hmm. can go and find out what other people think about those agencies. And I think that's a great idea. And I'm excited when I get those emails again from people about host agencies. I know right where I'm going to send them.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, it was neat because I had so much experience doing the support desk and doing recruitment at the host agency. I knew the questions that people were looking for. I had a really good feel on the information that was missing. And so I was able to design the site around that. And we're actually in the middle of a redesign that should be done by the end of the year that will have a lot more information on the different host agency programs. So I'm really excited for that to launch in the next couple months.
Yeah, that will be exciting. And you have a lot more on that website than just host agency reviews, which is another piece of the whole puzzle that I really like about what you're doing. And you give information, educational information to travel agents, informational education or information to people who are interested maybe in becoming a travel agency. And then on top of that, you're doing something else, which is really cool.
Yes, that's very exciting. We have kind of, we have the Yelp portion of it with the list of host agencies and then all the information and the user-generated reviews. And then kind of another portion of the site is we have the blog where we really focus on quality, not quantity. So we maybe only publish 2 articles a month, but they're really in-depth articles with a lot of different resources for agents. I mean, for instance, we had chatted, before we started recording about how Mary and I are working on a travel MLM article and just really going into that in depth and researching what the actual numbers are. Most people don't have the time when they're looking for an MLM or if they want to educate someone on a travel MLM to do, you know, a week's worth of research in depth with 2 people. But we have that luxury and then we love to share that information with others.
Just a little background for listeners, the multi-level marketing, which is MLM, has been involved in the travel industry for probably heavily involved for the last 10 years, probably, maybe starting out about that time. And they've made an impact where they've recruited a lot of people with some false promises, and that's been a problem for the travel industry. And it's really, I believe, hurt the credibility to some extent of regular travel agents. So, I think people need to learn about that before they jump into anything that's like the MLM marketplace.
Yeah, absolutely. I think when the way they market to people and try to bring them in is under very false pretenses, and that they will be travel agents, which is not true. There's a lot of things that differentiate them from travel agents, so.
Yeah, and your upcoming article is going to go into depth about that. And I think that's going to be an interesting article and very helpful for people who are thinking about the industry.
Yeah, it's really exciting. Like, we discovered things like the income disclosure statements, which give some information on how much the average and the median agent within this network produces or earns. But even with that information, it's still very skewed. There's a lot of things where they're still very opaque on it. But within the article, we have a whole bunch of different resources. We have infographic, we have like video clips of YouTube videos I watched of clips on the way travel MLMs, kind of what they market and how they tell you to recruit others, that can give someone a really good idea on what they're getting into if they decide to sign on with an MLM.
Yeah, and this is something that people should go into with their eyes wide open. And
Yes.
I think your article is going to be good for that.
Yeah, we hope so. We really hope so.
And then on your website as well, for people who may want to try something different other than a home-based operation, you have a new segment.
Yes, so we just launched our jobs board, which we're aiming to be kind of more of a holistic view for people that are visiting our site. So a lot of people will be looking to start their own agency, or join a host agency if they already have their agency started. But what we were looking for too is if people were looking for something, perhaps they were burnt out with having their own agency and they wanted to go and be an employee somewhere for a little bit and just not to have the weight of being a business owner on their shoulders. Or perhaps they wanted to go to the vendor side of things and try things out in that aspect and look at a BDM position or something at one of the associations. So there's a whole bunch of different job listings out there, and our goal is listings are free right now for any employers, whether they be big or they be small. And our goal is to have just a wide variety of listings on there, whether it be a contract position, part-time, full-time, internship, in the corporate world, in the leisure world, in the associations, on the vendor side, so that everyone can come together. The site already has so much traffic. I think it's a great place for this jobs board to be. So we're very excited about having launched it a few weeks ago.
Yeah, and I was poking around in there and I thought, well, a person, if you're looking, you can choose a geographical location and look maybe at a place wherever you're living or if you want to move. And there's even jobs on there that are virtual that you do from your home office.
Yeah, which is really nice, and you can sort them all by that. So it's a wealth of information and a great place. So I hope that those of you listening, check it out if you're, if you're in the job market, or even if you're not, just to check it out and see what's available.
Yeah, and I did find that your site is well designed and it's easy to use, and it's a great resource.
Thank you. There's one other thing that I didn't tell you about that we launched earlier this year called the 7-Day Setup, which is a free program for agents. So a lot of people coming to our site are looking to start their own agency, and we have a lot of different articles on our site guiding people through things, but we found that people really wanted a step-by-step, this is what you do, this is what you do next, follow these steps, which is, of course, very hard because starting a business isn't exactly like that. But in January of this year, we started the 7-day setup, which is an email, a free thing that agents can sign up for, and it allows them to set up their agency. So for instance, they get an email every day from us, and there's an inspirational quote in there and a little background information. And then it talks about different things they need to do. So for instance, on day one, they need to really figure out what their niche is going to be. That's the base for everything. So we link them to an article that talks them through and has some exercises on how to figure out what the best niche is for you. And then we give different links to other resources for them. And then the next day, it maybe goes into, it might talk about how you choose your travel agency name and things to consider, like, is the .com available? Did you Google it and see what else pulls up for that? What's your competition? Is there any trademarks on it and how to look for those things? So it's very in-depth in walking through what you need to do to get your agency set up. And has a lot of different resources, like different downloads for you to fill out if you like having a pen and paper in front of you to do things. And that's been really successful. We've had, I think, like 3,000 agents go through it so far in our Facebook community. We got a lot of feedback this summer that people were looking to connect with other agents that were in the startup phase. And the Facebook community is already up to 500 agents and is incredibly active. And it's really exciting because we don't really have to monitor it or be in there that often. People are really positive, but they'll post pictures and say, like, what do you think of this logo or this logo? Or they'll be like, oh, I got my business cards in the mail, and they'll post pictures. And it's just really exciting because starting a business is a very exciting time and also very stressful. And yes, when you're home-based, you're not having people to share that with. So it's really nice for these people to all be able to connect that are starting their businesses at the exact same time, and they're in the travel industry. And it's just been really neat to see them share information and to be able to help people. So,
And one of my passions is marketing, and you have articles on your blog, I believe, that help with that aspect of creating the business.
Yes, yes. I love marketing too, Barry. We should do some marketing together.
Yes. Yes, we should do something with marketing. It's a wonderful, it's exciting. Some people like fishing and they get really passionate about it. Well, marketing is like fishing for me, you know.
Yes.
How do I get the customers? How do you make those connections, get those leads? What does it take to get people interested in what I'm doing, you know?
I think there's so much creativity in it now too, especially with the ability to do online marketing and the technologies behind it. It just like blows my mind what we're able to do now versus 10 years. I mean, in some ways, you know, it's very creepy what you're able to do and like the information you're able to get on people and track. Yeah. But it's also, you know, it's very interesting from a marketing perspective to see what people are interested in and what's working, and to be able to tailor messages better to people instead of throwing things out there like they used to have to do and hope that it sticks with some people.
Yeah, and the type of marketing I like is educational marketing, marketing by educating. And that, you know, you help people out, and at the same time, you're helping yourself out by you're educating people. And at the same time, you're developing your own credibility, and you're drawing those people in so that they trust you.
Mm-hmm.
And that leads to sales. And, you know, saying this, it just brings me back to your website, which this is what your website's about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, that's our traffic from the site. You know, when I started out, I remember, you know, checking my Google Analytics the first couple of weeks and being like, oh my God, I've got 34 visitors. And it was, you know, 80% of them were probably me, but it was so incredibly exciting. And I was, you know, I was writing these articles, and, you know, to get to the 60,000 visitors a month where we're at right now, we did it all through, you know, we've never paid for search and we've never really paid for advertising. We do it all through content marketing, which can go, you know, goes to show you the value and what you can build if you're putting out resources that are in-depth and quality materials to your audience.
Yes.
Very exciting.
One other aspect of your website, too, is that you have a podcast.
Yes, we just started it earlier this year, and definitely not at the level you are, Barry. You're kind of like a podcast person in the travel industry. But yeah, we started it earlier this year. It's actually almost 3 years ago to the date last week that I was I had some stroke-like symptoms and had ended up going to the ER and had this kind of medical mystery illness that was diagnosed about 8 months later. But it really turned my life upside down. And I'm pretty young. I'm 37 right now, and so I was 34 when it happened. And I couldn't get out of bed, and I like neurologically I couldn't walk. Like, it was really weird. And I, prior to that, had been very healthy and very energetic. And so 8 months later, they ended up diagnosing it with as a disease very similar to lupus. And it's really affected my day-to-day living as well as the way I work. And I found that, so one of my symptoms is it causes, on bad days, it'll cause a lot of cognitive dysfunction, which makes it hard for me to follow conversations, and it makes it hard for me, like writing is very difficult for me, almost impossible on those days, which is really sad because I used to love writing, and now it's a lot more difficult for me. But so one of the things we decided to do was Mary does a lot of the writing on the site now, and I help her and edit things and give ideas. But we decided to kind of try to make it so I could have another outlet of communicating with people that wasn't writing. And so we came up with the idea of a podcast. And ours only goes out quarterly just because we never know how I'm going to be feeling. But so it goes out quarterly, and it just kind of talks with different agents within the industry on the successes they've had. We've done, I think, three right now. So we just did one with Deb Fogarty with Be Well Travel, and she talks about how she closed, you know, a 45-person wine cruise and how it came about. And it's just inspirational stories when people listen to it, and you can be like, oh, wow, if I just talk to my, you know, the person that I buy my pizza from and let them know I have a travel agency and give them my business card, there's a possibility that might turn into a sale. So lots of different inspirational things in there for new and experienced agents.
Yeah. And I just heard an inspirational story, and that's yours. sharing with us the challenges that you have and yet continuing to create a great business. And I think that's inspirational for all of us. And thank you for sharing that.
Oh, thanks, Barry. I always feel like I need to tell people, because my out of office is on a lot, and I'm like, people must just think I'm sick all the time. And I just don't want people to think I'm slacking off or doing anything. Like, if I was physically able to, I would be doing all sorts of things. But unfortunately, my life has taken a little bit of a turn that I didn't expect. But I've been learning to adapt and, you know, take things a little slower. It's a little, you know, being in the travel industry where everybody's traveling all the time, and traveling is such a big part of your day-to-day existence. It was very difficult for me because I couldn't travel my first 2 years at all. Like, I needed a wheelchair sometimes, and just traveling was out of the question. Like, walking around the block was my big thing for the day. And I've been able to travel a few times, which has been really fun, but it almost makes it more special for me when I travel. I used to, sure, you know, travel every month, maybe month and a half, and was always out and about. But now it's like, I'm so thrilled, like, to be leaving my little bubble, and like, this is just amazing. I feel like, you know, someone that's buying a trip from someone that never gets to go on vacation. So
that's great. It makes you appreciate things a lot more, I'm sure.
It sure does. Yeah. I mean, there's always silver linings. So you just got to find them.
Yep. That's true. You have to look for them. Mm-hmm. But sometimes you get hit in the face with them. So
that's true. Yes.
Well, is there anything else that I've left out here that I should have asked you, or?
I don't think so. You know, if anyone's interested, you know, if you haven't heard of Host Agency Reviews, I would love it if you came and checked out the site. But also, you know, we've got a monthly newsletter that we have that goes out. So I used to teach astronomy and be really interested in astronomy. And so when I was coming up with the site, I already told you this, that I don't like to create a lot of content. I like to create quality. So I was like, well, I don't want to do a weekly newsletter. That's just too much. I want to do a monthly one. And then I was like, well, should I do it Tuesday or should I do it Saturday so that it goes out? And then I was like, what if I did it on the full moon that would be great. So our newsletter goes out on the full moon. It's called the Moon Newsletter. And it has my dog, Rigel, in an astronaut suit that gives a little astronomical advice at the end of it for anyone that's interested in that. But, you know, you can always sign up for our newsletter and then you'll get the articles delivered straight to your inbox in case you miss them. But you could join the 24,000 other subscribers and join the conversation. So
that's great. 24,000 subscribers. That's absolutely wonderful.
Yes. I mean, we've been so fortunate, Barry. It's just, I feel very lucky to be where I am. Like the site has done so well and we get to connect with a lot of great people. So it's very exciting.
And you and Mary both are dog lovers.
We are. We're huge dog lovers. Mary just got a new dog about a year ago. And I always am posting weird pictures of my poor dog, you know. He has to be in an astronaut suit, for heaven's sakes.
I've got two dogs that are walking into my office here looking at me thinking, when are you coming out?
I know. I had to close the doors because I didn't want Rigel to start barking because it's getting to be his feeding time.
And I've got Coco, who's been on the show a number of times. He's been walking in and then looking and then turning around and going back out. The poor guy is getting old. He can't hear very well anymore. But we've had some medical issues with him recently. But he has been with me all along on the Home Base Travel Agent show, and I hope to have him for two or three more years at least.
So how old is he?
He's 13.
Wow, what kind of dog is he?
He's a mixture of a Maltese and a poodle.
Wow. And yeah, that would be, 13 is a good, a good year for a dog to be still living and moving about and feeling good.
Yeah, well, actually, he, about 3 weeks ago, had a herniated disc. We made an emergency rush trip over to Ann Arbor to a neurological hospital for dogs.
Wow. Who knew they had those?
Yeah.
No.
And he ended up with surgery to repair a herniated disc, and he's recovering nicely right now. And hopefully that'll help him stay around with us for a while longer.
Yeah, I'm glad he was able to get help for that and that you guys were able to bring him in.
Yeah. Yeah, he's got a few more shows to do, so I got to keep him around.
He's now that he's heard that there's a monthly newsletter with Rigel in an astronaut suit, he's going to want something very similar, Barry.
Yeah. Oh, good. Well, Steph, it's been great talking to you again. And,
yeah, absolutely.
And for everyone, once again, how do they reach you? How do they get to your website and Facebook?
Yeah. So let's see. This may take a little bit, but if you go to hostagencyreviews.com, that'll take you to the website. And then on Facebook, we have the business page, or there's also my personal page. And all of my personal handles, social media handles, are I am Steph Lee, and that's with an L-Y instead of an L-E-E. We're on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Pinterest, LinkedIn. Please feel free to connect anywhere.
Sure. And if you'd like to connect with me, you can do that at Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, at hometravelagent.net. And I'm on Facebook at facebook.com/HBTAS, and that's the initials for the Home Based Travel Agent show. And we'd love to have you come over, sign up, go to our website at hometravelagent.net, sign up for our newsletter. It only connects with you after we do a show and you get the show notes there. And I just love hearing from you. So we love our listeners And I want to thank Steph for being a great guest once again. And we hope to have you back again soon.
Sounds great. Thank you again, Barry, so much for having me on the show.
Thank you, Steph.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Well, thank you, Steph, for being a part of our show. And we look forward to having you back sometime in the future, and hopefully it's in the near future. And, dear listeners, don't forget to check out Steph's website at hostagencyreviews.com. Now, we'll have a link to that website in the show notes on the Home-Based Travel Agents webpage. And if you're getting the show notes by email, you will already have those links waiting for you in your own inbox. Now, if you have a comment about the show, or maybe an idea for an upcoming show, or a question, or maybe you just want to say hello, well, drop me an email at Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, at hometravelagent.net. And I want to thank you for taking the time out of your busy day to listen to us here at the Home-Based Travel Agent Show. We love our listeners, and hopefully that is obvious because this show is about you, about your business, and about your business becoming successful. So, until next month, safe travels, stay healthy. Bye for now.